Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the two types of Land Academy members. What do you think they are?
Hold on a moment. Let me think of some funny things. The ones over 5 feet tall, the ones under 5 feet tall.
The ones over east of the Mississippi and west of the Mississippi.
The ones in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, that's true.
The ones that are in Team Jack, the ones that are Team Jill. Oh, I like that too. Ones that like social media, the ones that hate it and do it because they have to. Social media, how's that? The ones that are computer savvy. I could go all day. Computer savvy or shoot. I'm still trying to figure out what alt P is.
What is alt P?
Print.
The ones who love data and the ones who love sales.
There we go.
None of these are what this is intended for.
This has been fun though. I like this. The ones that are love the snow, the ones that hate the snow. Yep. I know where you fall.
The ones who really love land and money is secondary, or the ones who love money first and land is just a vehicle to get there.
That's valid too. That's good.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Anthony wrote, "Hello there. One of my first land contract deals has gone bad. The buyer cannot continue making payments." This happens. Boy, does this happen. "One problem is that I recorded the contract with the county." I know. It was my first contract deal, though. "For a small inducement, the buyer will sign a notarized quitclaim deed. My question, will having this quitclaim deed recorded remove the buyer from the deed? Will this negate the contract? Is another form needed? I would really like to avoid court here, and the buyer is flexible. The state is Oregon, if that makes a difference. Any input would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, guys."
May I?
Yes, please. I was going to say, all you.
I'm going to start this off with an anecdotal professional story of failure on my part.
I'm going to get comfortable for a minute now.
When I started in this business, I went to a tax auction a lot of years ago, many, many, many years ago in the 90s, and bought a ton of property and sold it for cash on eBay and had a false sense of security. Man, I pounded my chest. I felt great and made a ton of money. So I went and bought, and all this is in the ebook, and I don't know, these stories are all over our education material. So I got that sense of security, some of it false, some of it not, for cash sales and auctions and all of it. Buy it at an auction, sell it at an auction for more. How hard can this be? So I said, you know what, I'm gonna try something new. I'm gonna contact a bunch of real estate agents in the rural areas of Arizona. See if they have any real cheap property like this. I'll just buy it for cash and sell it on terms, because I'm flush with cash now after these tax auction sales. Too much cash, actually. Just like today.
Don't get me started.
So I go and buy a bunch of property just south of the Grand Canyon. Really, really high quality property. Super cheap. $175 a lot. And I package them up because of local laws in six packs, which makes a pretty nice 5 acre spot, 5 or 6 acre property. And I start selling them on terms. And I use, because I don't know any better, because there's no land academy at that time. I'm just like kind of shooting in the dark. Mm-hmm. I get with a local way up there in the Grand Canyon, Mojave County. I get with a local real estate agent who's real familiar with these kinds of things, because people in rural parts of the country have been selling on terms, and seller financing is just a normal way to do things. They, you know, keep the banks out of it, which I still agree with. So we did it like Anthony did it here. We sold it, and exactly what happened to Anthony happened to me. I sold probably 20 sets of these properties online for $1,000 down and whatever it was, $200 or $500 a month. And every single one of them defaulted. Which brings me to Jill and I, this is long before I met Jill, but it put a taste in my mouth for cash sales versus term sales, and it never went away. We're all still cash people now. This is how many decades ago.
Mm-hmm. For now.
So what did I have to do to undo this property? Well, here's the deal. There's two types of ways to sell terms property. And please, if you're please listen to this sentence. Every single state's different, wildly different. So, but there's two basic concepts, and they call it a different term, but it's two basic concepts. There's a land contract, which means I sell a piece of property to Jill. We sit down over a cup of coffee. We fill out all the stuff, the terms. She gives me $500. I get a copy of it. She gets a copy of it. And we part ways, and she starts enjoying her land. And she makes a payment for $200 a month until she doesn't. And there's a clause in the contract that says, if you're 30 days late, it's over. All the money that you've paid, I keep it, and I get the land back, and there's nothing, and it's over. There are some states that won't allow this. I'm not sure about Oregon at all. I can't say it. I've never done a terms deal in Oregon that I can recall. And that's the real way to do this. The other way is the deed of trust way, and most states do it, which is what I think happened here with Anthony, which is kind of, and again, every state's different, but this is how you buy a house. So there's a deed of trust, or a deed gets done, and it gets recorded with a lien on it, just like you buy a car. So I'm going to put a bunch of money down on my car, and then right on the title in the car, it says Bank of America is a lien holder on this, and that's it, until that, and then you redo the title at the very end when all the payments are made and submit it to the DMV, and you own the car free and clear. It's the exact same way, just like you buy a house. Here's the deed. Jill and I are on the deed, and there's a lien holder of XYZ Bank, Bank of America, let's say. And when it's done, the deed gets expunged, or the debt gets expunged, and you own the property, and in the deed there's no lien. So if payments stop, then there's a foreclosure proceeding that has to go on, literally. And it's a legal action, and it's expensive as hell, and everybody hates it. And so Anthony's in that situation. So you don't want to do that. And check these laws long before you even send out mail.
That's
and consider doing this.
The big point. We, by design, or not by design, but we are very careful going into it, knowing what we're trying to do out of it. I would never go into a state going, oh, I'll figure it out later. If I want, I might do terms, I might do this, or I wouldn't even accept it. You need to know ahead of time. If that's your end goal and you just want to have a bunch of people making payments and doing it the easy way, which is not nuts. A lot of people do it great and they love it. And they don't mind the work. When people fall off, they take the property back. It's part of their whole process.
It's part of their business model.
Exactly. They just know that that's fine. I know I'm going to lose a bunch of people, and I get that. That's okay. I resell the property. I keep the photos. I know how to turn it back on. I deal with it again. I don't care about that. But you need to know going into it, you know, and pick the right states.
You know, we could do a week on term sales. There's certain properties that are ideal for this. There's certain properties that don't work.
I'm at the point, I'm hopeful with Anthony that you made enough money on the deal that I would be calling an attorney to make it so much. I would be calling an attorney right now to make it easy on myself.
That's right, me too.
And I hope that this person's already paid me $5,000 towards the property so I could easily afford the attorney, and I'm just going to go,
That's right.
At least I made a couple grand on it in the end. Now I'm going to read it when I'm done. When this is all done, I'm going to sell it for cash and not touch Oregon again.
Or, you know, like Jill said, if you've got $5,000 out of the deal. Let's say you paid a couple thousand. It's going to cost you probably $2,000 to undo this.
That's what I think.
And then maybe you just decide, I'm just going to keep doing this over and over and over again. Yeah. At some point, like we had probably, here's the real math. Here's the truth time on this. Probably 50 to 80% of the people who buy property on terms will not.
Right.
The contract, they fall out. And one of my concerns was when I started selling on terms was, well, are they going to come back and say, I want all my money back? That's never happened to me. Never.
True.
You know what happens? They just go dark. They walk away.
It's true. They're more scared. They're more scared that I'm going to come after them because they are obligated to pay me X amount of dollars a month. They'd rather just say, can we just call it? Can I just walk away? You know, like the old days, you know, when you defaulted on something, just like, can I just give you the keys and you leave me alone? I don't want you to ding my credit. They're more worried about that.
Right.
So, and I feel bad. I always try to work. I wish there was a way to work with them. You know, my last thought is with this Anthony. Can you work it out with the guy? Is there a way that, I don't know, COVID times, can you reduce the payments, cut them in half, and now he's paying that much longer? and then you don't have to do any of this stuff, and just let it ride out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my other thought.
Term sales work great for mm-hmm. this type of situation. If you live in a rural area already and understand land and understand the little area that you're in, we do deals with people just like this all the time. Mm-hmm. We buy all their property that they've accumulated. And you live there, and you get it, and you know the county, and you know the people at the county, and all the stuff. You can buy property and sell it on terms to Johnson over there, or Jack over here, or Jill over there, and get the payments, and they don't pay, and it's like you have a personal relationship with it, and you're probably, your cost of personally living there is very inexpensive, if not close to zero, because it's a rural area. Maybe you live in a mobile home or something like that, and you just want like $5,000 to $10,000 a month in payments, and you want to, you're not afraid to answer the phone because you know Sally and Jill and Jack over there mm-hmm. are, you know, and they're going to be late. They're going to be late this month again. And you work with them and say, that's okay. I get it.
And don't forget your $15 late fee.
Yeah. That's how term sales, that the people, we have people in our group mm-hmm. that are very successful and they're very, I mean, to them, making $5,000 or $10,000 a month is a fantastic living yeah. and a great life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes me jealous. That situation.
Why are you jealous?
I just think it's great to get your cost of living down to almost nothing, enjoy a rural life, collect $5,000-$10,000 when your whole cost in life is maybe $2,000.
Well, it's a little late for that now, sir, isn't it?
Sometimes.
We haven't even got to the show, by the way.
You're in a social relationship with a woman or a man that's just not on the same page of that, and they want to live in a $20 million house on the Pacific Ocean.
You know what? I am a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, so... I can do both.
Before this turns into a family meeting, today's topic, two types of Land Academy members. This is the meat of the show. I'll end the suspense. I have been told by our awesome Land Academy staff who run everything that they're seriously noticing that there's this offshoot of Land Academy members that have no intention of ever sending out a mailer, and that they need their own product type. They need their own subscription type because they are interested in hooking up with people who, like us, who send the mail out, understand it, do all the work, and just funding them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to report Jill and I are briskly, well, not us, they are. Our Land Academy staff is going to put together a specific
a nice
membership type for that, where you don't want to get educated. You don't need access to the education. You only really need access to the people in a more direct way.
And the deals.
And the deals.
Right. The people and the deals. And we understand that.
And funding them.
And like...
And choosing, yeah.
Like Jack said, we're not going to mail shame you. That's not what that's about. So I think... I don't know what we're going to call it. I would love to call it the investor package or the investor group or something like that.
Because
that's really what it is. The lurker. I don't know about that. I'm trying to make it a positive thing, not like a creepy thing.
I don't think lurking.
Oh, you have the creepy package? Could you imagine?
Well, you know, on the radio, you used to say long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
Just a listener. You know, somebody that's who enjoys the Thursday... you know, webinars, and they would just want to be a lender.
We've always had them, and they've just said, yeah, I didn't read it, whatever. I just paid it to get into your group, and I didn't read it. I didn't watch any of that, which is, that's fine.
That's fine.
I can rattle off their names right now because we've done deals with a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, because they come to us like, hey, I'll fund that. I'm like, huh, all right, let's talk about that.
There's a lot of intrigue about, what? You send a bunch of mail out, you get all these responses, and then there's these fantastic deals, you know, and... There's a lot of people that are typically older in our group that have tons of money and a lot of time, and they want to get involved, but they don't want to do the whole data piece. I get that. You know, I completely get it. There's all kinds of stuff in my life where I don't want to do any work, but I'll pay for it.
This is I see it primarily for the bigger... So for you, you're doing the work, you're sending the mail, and you want to hook up with these people, how's this going to benefit you? They're looking for the bigger deals, and a lot of them are House Academy deals. I'll tell you, that's so they want north of $100,000, I would say. It was been a year or two ago. I put together an email. Some of you remember this. I sent out a mass email to everybody saying, who's got money and how much money? What's your comfort zone? How much money do you want to spend per deal? How much money do you want to outlay in total? and what kind of person do you want to be aligned with? Are you happy to help someone who needs a little thing, or do you just say, I want to be 100% hands off, I am only the bank? And if you have any other things like types of properties or regions or things that you're more comfortable with, whether it's houses or land or things like that, ranches. And I sent an email, I got a mass response. And then I shared it with her. I put this email together. This was closed inside Land Academy. This is not to the public. And I sent it out to all the Land Academy members. And it was like, when I put everybody's names and their address, names, phone numbers, and emails, so everybody could kind of reach out to each other. It was like a little quiet phone book of cash. Who's
you here? Imagine what happened from that? Because Jill and I are famously on the front end of everything. And then it's like, you just never hear from them again. Exactly. Because they're so successful.
They hooked up and off they went. Right. But I wonder if we should, maybe that should be a thing that when we start this group again, we should almost refresh that list, because a lot of people have more money now. I think some people were kind of like, I'm going to put down this number, see what comes back. I may not want to tell everybody exactly how much I have in my checking account or my bank account.
Well, there's new technology that's very secure and closed that will allow members to deal with members. And that was what stopped us in the past, is you just can't send an email out like that. It just gets shared everywhere. And pretty soon all kinds of crazy stuff happens. So there's a software piece to this that where we will implement it and it's closed.
It's true. It's going to be awesome. And so those of you listening that want to fund more deals, we're going to have something for you. Mm-hmm. Those of you who have been, I'm sure those people are like, you know, you need to see it. You know, it's one thing to hear us talking about it and saying, yeah. People have all this money. Okay, who are they? You know, what have they been doing? But when you have access to it, you can really pick up the phone and call a guy named, you know, Bob Austin, and he'll, you know, say, yeah, I will place up to $1 million. What do you got?
Yeah, and these are the types of deal that I'm really comfortable with. You know, we love Texas. Mm-hmm. We can't stand Utah or whatever that it ends up being. You know, everybody's got a sweet spot deal scenario, even us. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the same as partners, sweet spot deals.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Like, ours are even different. That's very true. We do different deals. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I would argue that, don't shoot me here. Well, let's see. Who do you think of the two of us is one more comfortable spending big dollars?
Me.
Really? I thought it was the same.
I'll tell you, there's a profile. When I immediately know how much it's going to sell for, I'll happily give up more money than I should.
That's hilarious.
And she won't. She'll nail them.
Oh, I try to get it down, but I'm not afraid of writing big checks. Now, I'll tell you, up to $500,000, I'm very comfortable. Okay, that's true. North of $500,000, we're getting in the millions. I'm like, okay, hold on a moment. I need to do a little more due diligence. But you know what? That's a female thing. So because I will have to make a very good calculated decision, and then I have to make a good gut decision, and that's a total chick thing. But it will not fail.
I agree with you. We'll get like that.
It will not be wrong.
I need to see really similar comparison values. Both sales and active, multiple comparison values. And I need to be at 50% of those price-wise, and then I'm in. So it's not a dollar amount for me.
Okay.
I need to see, all right, I know what I'm going to sell this for and how long it's going to take. And if I'm at half of that, then I'm in.
Half my day is being an investor and looking at deals for Land Academy deal funding. And I'm sure many of you are like, why the heck is Jill asking this? There's a reason. So if I come back to you with some really good questions.
Yeah, give us an example.
I'm really serious about it. You know, I need some good comps. I want last 6 months in this area, links to those comps of solid. It looks
That's
just like
want.
It.
That's what I want.
And this one didn't even have the shed that we have on it.
Yes.
So
that's what sings to me.
That's the kind of stuff so I think that some people are wondering, why am I asking that? So like I was saying, I'm taking you seriously if I come back with more questions. And there's some that I'm just not comfortable because I just don't know the area at all. And some that I need you to have a little more, I needed you to have a little better marketing plan for me. Something, I'm not sure how it's going to sell, and I don't want to plop down $85,000 and have it sit for 6 months. And you and I staring at each other going, and I go, why didn't it sell? And you go, I don't know.
Kind That's of the worst case scenario.
I know.
And we have property like that that's still around. The best case scenario for us is, yeah, we've done 12 of these already. This is how we're going to sell it. Bang, this is how we sold those 12 and how long it took. We just don't have any money. We're so successful, we don't have any money. That's what we want.
That's the best. And you're not...
Any money left is what I mean.
Because I have had advanced members make mistakes. Oops. So I have blindly trusted some people. I'll just be on truth time. I blindly trusted some people because I thought, all right, they know what they're doing. So I said, sure, here's the money. And now they gave the property back to me. I'm like, yeah. They're like, oops, I made a mistake. I'm like, yeah, thank you. No kidding. So now it's on my plate kind of thing. So I want to make sure we're all going in the right direction. But anyway, my point is I love being an investor. So if you're in that group, this is for you. And boy, do we have the people. Boy, do we have the people. And boy, do we have the deals.
The deals.
I am constantly getting feedback from brokers I don't know telling me how smart the Land Academy community is and how they like getting phone calls and doing deals, you know, with us and for us.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Education matters.
Well, in the right education. It's not just that. We really are not just saying, hey, go figure it out. You know, do this, do that. There's so many steps.
This is how you do it.
Right.
This is how you do it. These are the questions you ask. You're not a superstar until you've done at least 10 deals.
Right.
And just follow the program and you do great.
How to evaluate deals. How to
say no.
Exactly. And yeah. So anyway, it doesn't at least be a commercial, but it's awesome. Happy you could join us today, 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Scaling at Your Own Pace. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
This is a hot topic because
it's a huge topic.
So
right now.
Many of our members, and I love it, have been with us for several years now, and they keep hitting the ceiling, their own ceiling.
Oh, the scaling thing, yeah.
Yeah, scaling. They're hitting their own ceilings like, whoa, what just happened? Okay, I hit that goal. Now I need to regroup and work on the next goal. And so they're scaling up their businesses.
That's a good point. Like, when does it all end?
I don't think it does.
It never ends.
No. It only ends when you call it. When you say, all right, I'm good. I'm tired.
You know what ends up happening? This happens to me every single time I hit a ceiling that I target. Another product rears its head out and says, yeah, well, maybe you could do it with this product type. Maybe strip malls. You know, I haven't sent the mailer out. I'm pat myself on the back. I'm down to the last part of this bottle of scotch. Maybe I should try this with strip malls or whatever. I don't specifically mean strip malls, but whatever's singing to you at the time. And then it becomes this whole 5-year thing again.
Yep, here you go. You obviously love it, and that's okay. That's what we do too. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, check out our YouTube and hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button on your favorite episodes helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.